gallon.
You don't need my dressing gallon.
No. Put it on the floor.
You put it on the floor. I prefer it back in the chair than it was to me. Thank you.
Ow! I hurt my foot like mummy.
You've hurt your foot like mummy? Yes, mummy's got a very poorly foot, hasn't she?
And me.
And you. You've got a poorly foot as well.
Yes, like you.
Like me. Oh, dear.
It's funny.
Oh, mummy's poorly foot isn't funny.
She's beside me.
Mummy's got some wine.
I'm gonna put it all the toys in my bag.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why are you putting all the toys in your pocket? Oh, I've done this. You've got an awful lot of toys in some very small pockets. Let me do your dressing gown pockets, dressing gown ties up, otherwise you're going to trip over them.
Let me just
fasten them out, please.
No, fasten
them out. Yes, we're both in our dressing gowns, aren't we?
Yeah, full of toys.
Yeah, well, yours is full of toys, mine isn't.
I'm going to put my car. I'm a thing now.
A lot of things. Oh, it's quite late at night, Thomas, isn't it? You should be in bed already. Oh, I don't think you'll get your fire engine in the pocket. That's silly. What have we been doing?
Sitting down.
Sitting down?
Yeah.
Oh, have you been taking the decorations down?
Yeah. Helping Daddy.
Helping Daddy, that's right. Yes, Daddy's taking the tree down, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, it's very sad. It's very bare in here, isn't it? We've still got this pretty red plant there, look, Thomas. That's quite Christmassy, isn't it? So all the decorations have to come down tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing as Mummy's at work all day and won't be home till late, I think we did right to get them down tonight, don't you? And what have we?
Yeah.
We were saying goodnight to them, weren't we?
Yeah.
It was better to go out when it was dark.
I saw the moon shining in the sky.
You saw the moon shining in the sky. We saw some very bright stars. They were lovely, weren't they, to look at?
Let's put my postman pat put in my pocket.
You're putting your postman pat down in your pocket.
Little thing day, eh?
Well, Mummy and Daddy have been taking down Christmas decorations. And you've been helping, but you've also took this toy box out.
I'm sitting up in the stage.
Oh, look, apparently she's sitting on the stairs watching us. Can you see her through the banister? Look there, look. She's peeping. She's peeping. And all the cards. All the cards that were blue tacked to the door.
Yeah.
And to the banister, they've all come down, haven't they?
All come down.
This is we went for our little walk outside.
Oh, it's all gone.
It's all gone. We said goodbye to all the Christmas trees, didn't we? And all the lights we kept seeing.
Hello! Coming! Coming, Mummy! Coming, Cody! Coming! Hey, it's coming!
No, Thomas, don't shout now, please. Thomas, don't shout. Daddy's upstairs, isn't he?
I'm not fair cross now. Sit down now.
No, I'm not cross. I'm just saying please don't shout.
Sit down.
Well, I'd rather sit over there because I've got a glass of wine over there. Is that all right?
No, sit down.
In this one? Oh, I just want to sit in that one.
Mummy.
Oh, please don't sit in the other chair.
No.
I can hear Daddy snoring.
Mummy?
Can you hear him? Listen.
Shh.
Stop now, I think he heard us say that.
He stopped.
He stopped. He was snoring very loudly, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, Daddy's had a busy day and he's tired.
Yeah.
And you had a little sleep, didn't you, before? And now you're raring to go.
Sleep on.
Which is just as well.
Look!
What, darling?
There.
Where?
There.
What can you see?
A berry on the top.
A berry on the top?
Yeah.
What do you mean a berry on the top?
Look.
Oh, I know. I know what you're meaning. Because you call, when we left Santa Claus a glass of sherry, you called it a berry, didn't you?
Yeah.
So you can see that good smell. You think it's sherry, but it's not. It's red wine. So when you sing a berry on the top, you're meaning a glass of red wine on top of the mantelpiece, aren't you? Oh, the mantelpiece looks very sad, Thomas, now, because all the cards have gone. And we had little gifts, didn't we, up there, and candles, and they've gone.
I've gone.
And now I can look at the flowers, and they've died as well. Oh, it's sad. It's sad.
I'm away at cards. Come down.
The cards have come down. And Holly, the carol singer, she's moved as well.
Been there in the kitchen.
She's in the kitchen now, yes, waiting to go in a box. So when we went for our walk, we had one fine look at all the trees.
Firework, and heard a firework.
You did hear a firework, yes. That was quite unusual, wasn't it, to hear a firework? Because it wasn't one firework.
A big scream in the church.
Big scream in the church?
This rude. This rocket.
A big rocket?
Yeah.
We saw a rocket in the road, didn't we?
Yeah.
I think it might have been Uncle Brian's. When we went for a walk earlier on, we saw that rocket, because Uncle Brian let us saw
it. It's a yellow rocket.
No, leave Purdy, Thomas, leave Purdy alone.
I've got your ladder.
Don't you dare touch Purdy with those ladders, or you'll be in trouble. Thomas.
Oh, hi, love you.
Come on, Purdy, would you like to come sit on me? Because Thomas doesn't want to sit with me. Can you come and sit with me, sweetheart? Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
It's got a little fish.
Birdie's little fish?
Yeah. Hello, little fish.
Hello, little fish.
Nice to see you, your nose, little fish.
Do you remember when we were looking at your Christmas teddy yesterday and it had a little red velvet nose? And I said, feel that. Well, you feel Birdie's fur. She's so soft and silky, she feels like velvet, doesn't she?
Yeah. Hello, fish.
Not sure whether Purdy's as smooth as silk.
Is it that Purdy is a fish?
Or whether she looks like velvet. Is she like a fish?
Yes.
She's probably enjoying that because she's stroking her nicely.
Stop putting that poor fish in
it. Oh, you love Purdy really, don't you? Oh, she's lovely. Purdy's seen lots of Christmases, hasn't she?
I said, my laptop is in my pocket.
Oh.
You are, Purdy.
Well, that's nice. You've given Purdy a little yellow card to play with. I'll hold it for her, thank you. I'll put it there and she can see it. Look.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, she likes that. You like that little yellow card, don't you, Puss?
And that traffic sign, you.
Oh, a traffic sign for you as well, Purdy, look.
Look, Purdy.
Yes, she can see it. Oh no, Thomas, don't start posting toys on Purdy's head. She doesn't like that.
I post down and then my bad toy. It's not good. You are.
Thank you, that's your yellow car that Grandad bought in Spain, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? There's one thing, now you've tipped all your toys out on the floor. I'm seeing toys I'm not seeing for a very long time.
Yours. Oh, never mind. Oh, not that one. It's not good.
What's not good?
It's Thomas. Need that car.
Shh.
Stop now.
What stopped?
Snoring.
Snoring?
It's on now.
I can hear him snoring. Listen. I hope this is on tape. Then I can prove to Daddy that he snores. And we can hear him when we're downstairs and he's upstairs with the bedroom door shut. A noisy daddy.
Stop crying, Daddy.
Purdy's not crying, is she? Purdy's probably very happy because she's sitting on my knee and I'm stroking her. And you're being very gentle, aren't you? You're giving her a stroke as well. That's what she likes, you see, Thomas. She'll stay. Mm-hmm. Remember the nursery rhyme without a pussy cat?
Yeah.
I love little pussy. Her coat is so warm. And if I don't hurt her, she'll do me no harm. So I'll not pull her tail or drive her away. Listen, when I say pull her tail, your eyes lit up then.
cheeky. I'll not pull her tail nor drive her away. And Pussy and I very gently will play. And that's what you do. You play very, very gently.
Then again.
You play gently. You don't pull her tail and you don't drive her away. I love little Pussy. Her coat is so warm. And if I don't hurt her, she'll do me no harm. So I'll not pull her tail nor drive her away. And Purdy and I very gently will play. I love little Purdy, her coat is so warm. And if I don't hurt her, she'll do me no harm. So I'll not pull her tail nor drive her away. And Purdy and I very gently will play.
No more.
No more. No, I'm not going to say any more. Will you just take that little nursery rhyme in and think about it, won't you?
Yeah.
Think about not pulling her tail and not driving her away and gently playing with her.
Gently and play for the inner and the baby me.
What are you singing? Patter cake, bake as much. Baby a cake as fast as you can. Pat it and prick it, mark it with B. She's licking me, yes. For baby and me.
Lick me too.
She's going to lick you too. And there will be plenty for baby and me.
Lick me too, Purdy, please.
Oh, lick me too, Purdy, please.
Please?
No, she might do in a minute. You see, Purdy's been very gentle with you because her tongue was very, very rough. If you lick yourself, it's nice. If Purdy licks you, she's got a really rough tongue. Really rough.
It's really rough.
It is. What's the matter there, Pussy?
What's happened there?
I think she's got a sore place on her head. Let's have a look.
Have a look.
Oh, dear.
Something bumped her.
Something must have bumped her, yes. Just look at this.
Look.
She's got on her. Don't touch. She might. Got a little scar.
What's that?
A little scar.
Cocoa.
Somebody's caught her.
I caught her.
Poor Purdy, she got a little scratch above her eye.
Somebody's hit her. Somebody picked her up.
Somebody picked her up?
Yeah. Look.
What?
There.
What have you seen?
My tape recorder.
Your tape recorder?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll show Purdy.
I'll show Purdy.
No, I found the tape recorder.
Tape recorder?
Tape recorder. Tape recorder. Oh, yeah.
Now that's the rewind button. I think we need to press something else. How about the blue one to record what we're saying?
And this is that blue jelly.
Yeah, shall we press this one to do some recording? Would you like Purdy to say something?
Yeah.
Right, well, hold the microphone.
Jingle bells, I think. Jingle bells, jingle all the way around the cuckoo, isn't it?
That's lovely. We won't be able to sing Christmas songs and carols anymore, are we? Not till next Christmas. I'm really quite sad, Tom, because I don't think I've ever been this sad when all the decorations have come down.
I've got colours done.
We've had such a lot of fun, haven't we? I think this is why I'm so sad. Everything's been wonderful. All those weeks coming up to Christmas.
Oh, gone now.
Yes, we're talking about Santa and we went to Christmas parties. And it was busy, but everything was so exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, what have we got to look forward to now, Thomas? Well, toddler groups and everything are starting up next week, aren't they? And February, we've got Auntie Helen's 18th birthday. It's your cousin Helen's, she's 18. Oh, yeah, shall we stop? That's all being recorded, isn't it?
It's done. Say hello.
Yes, shall we press the yellow? That's right. That's it, yes, we press that. We need to press this yellow one, darling.
No.
Yeah, I'll tell you why, because if we press this yellow one, it'll take...
Is that yellow one?
Well, shall we press this one now to see what it said?
No.
Ooh, you found out why the stop button is pretty. Now don't take that out in a temper.
Yes, I want to take it out. I want to take it out.
Now what are you going to do with it?
Put it in my lorry.
Well, why don't you put it in the back? Because there's some special compartments there for storing the cassettes in.
I'm not.
Look, you can post that in there like that.
Not like that.
All right. Well, I'm going to take that tape because I think you'll break it.
No. I put it in my lorry.
What do you say?
Thank you.
Good boy.
Oh, my daddy. All right, Dad.
Just what I was thinking.
Oh,
no, it's in the wrong way, darling. It's in the wrong way. Upside down.
Yeah?
Yes, that's right. Don't touch. Only touch the sides. That's right. Now, there's the door. You're going to press the blue with the blue one?
No, not that one. No. Try that one.
Try that one.
Noise.
You need to press the button down properly all the way.
No, it stopped. What's that noise?
I think it's the button on the microphone. Press it down all the way till it clicks. The green one and blue one has to be pressed up.
No, it stops.
So what you want is listen to yourself.
Hello.
No, you can't press that at the same time, Thomas.
Not yet.
Some recording or some playing?
No.
No, but you're just rewinding it and forwarding it.
Under my lorry, like, shame pointing. That one, I think.
That one, you think?
Is that noise?
Well, I think it's come to the end of the tape now. Do you like the noise it makes? That won't work now.
Not work?
No, don't do that, you break it, darling.
No.
So I press that all the way down till it clicks. The blue and the green one have to go right the way down till they click. Right down. 1, 2, 3. Shall we do it together? 1, 2, 3. So it's because the tape's come to the end.
Oh, hello, Anne.
Tell you what, it's nice to see her.
Yeah.
She's
a bar lamb.
She's a bar lamb.
Did you talk about lamb? For you, Purdy.
Oh, you've given Purdy your personal pet bell. That's very kind.
It's a food. It's soup.
Is it Purdy's food?
What's your Purdy's food? Here for Purdy. You want me on a carrot.
Thank you. Oh, you're pretending it's a carrot, are you? Thank you. It's a yellow road traffic sign. I think it's recording what we're saying. Shall we rewind it with this one? That's right, that's the volume, isn't it? You can have it very quiet.
No, I'm not need it, Dawn. I don't need it.
Don't you?
I
know.
She's a
bomb.
Did
you
talk
about
love? Would you play the flute? You want me on no talent.
Thank you. Oh, you're presuming it's a carrot, are you? Thank you. It's a yellow road traffic sign.
This done.
We haven't recorded anything else, have we? The green and the blue on Thomas, you've got to press them down all the way until they click, otherwise they don't work. And the green one's when you want to listen to what we've recorded, and the blue one's when you want to make a recording. Isn't it?
Come on,
let's
go.
Ooh, it's a loud whistle.
I'm a whistle.
Right, Mummy's going to move now. Because Purdy's getting too comfortable here. Aren't you, sweetheart? Oh, you're a big girl.
Let's not press it. Hold up for me. It's not working.
No, you've got to be recording with this button, Tom.
No.
Well, that's the only way that works, darling.
It's not working, Mum.
It is. Let's press it down, then it'll work.
No songs.
No songs?
No songs.
Well, you better sing, and then we'll play it back and listen to it. Sing Patter Cake like you were singing before.
Mm.
Let's try it. Sing into the microphone. Or sing Jingle Bells, that's nice.
Mm. Probably.
Probably.
Nobody there.
Is there nobody there?
No.
Well, shall we play it back and see if there was somebody there?
Yeah. Oh, that phone is moving.
I think it's recording what we're
saying.
No songs.
No songs?
No songs.
Well, you better sing and then we'll play it back and listen to it.
Okay, can
you sing Patrick Cake?
Probably.
Nobody there.
Nobody there.
Nobody there. Is it nice listening to your own voice?
Mm.
Shall we stop it now?
Mm.
How about we go and have a look at all the Christmas things that we've taken down?
Oh, Purdy's poor.
Purdy's poor. She's got big paws, hasn't she? Isn't she?
Open the front.
She's no. I think her leg. She's very old now, Thomas, and I think her leg's hurting. Have you seen Purdy walking up and down stairs?
Yeah.
She has a real job to walk some days, doesn't she? Leave her, leave her, leave her, leave her. That's right. Just let her walk now. I think she's got cramp in her leg because she's just got off money and she's shaking her leg.
Oh, you guys.
Come on, let's leave. Let's leave. Let's leave her right alone.
No, I want to get past.
You want to go past? Excuse me, please, Purdy.
Turn it out, Purdy.
Excuse me, please, Purdy.
We're too busy.
Who's too busy?
Mine.
You're too busy.
He has a mountain and a big building site.
Are you?
It's houses.
Oh, you're building big building sites, are you? Houses.
Run away. Can you run away now? Yeah. And hurt her. Okay.
Oh.
Right. Shall
we have a look in the box?
Magic things.
Magic things. What's this? It's a Santa hat, isn't it?
Sunny.
Santa hat. So who's that?
It's not Christmas. What is that?
Is it Father Christmas?
What is that hat?
You want to put the hat on Father Christmas?
It's Sunny.
These are all the things we've taken down. Look, that's your advent calendar.
I want to see.
Do you remember what we did every day coming up to Christmas? We took something out of these little pockets, didn't we?
I want to hang.
You want to hang them on the tree? That's right, we hung them on the tree, didn't we?
I want one in the tree. Christmas Day, I think. Yeah, Christmas Day.
Christmas Day?
Christmas Day.
Right.
Open up our shops. Candy.
A stick of candy. And what's that?
Gingerbread.
Gingerbread? Yes. It's in the shape of a reindeer, isn't it?
Yeah.
What have you got in your hand now?
These things are grandma.
All these things for grandma?
Yeah.
Thomas, you've got, listen, darling, darling, they're not toys. You've got to be ever so careful. Will you just put them up the back there?
No.
Please?
No. Dip them anyway.
What are you doing with them?
Dip them in the Jimmy's house.
Taking them to Jimmy's house?
Yeah.
Don't lose them, darling. Can you see all these sequins that have been sewn around the edges and little bow beads?
Yeah.
These very shiny, red sparkly things are called sequins.
Sequins.
And in the centre they've got little pearls. Can you see these tiny pearls? And these are gold balls, aren't they, that we hung all the...
Not all money, not big houses.
Your big houses? What else have we got? Oh, isn't the Santa hat? Shall Mummy put one on?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice and warm.
It's a special one.
Yes, it is nice and warm. And we had this hanging on the fireplace, didn't we?
A bang a drum.
A bang a drum, yes, that's a violin, Thomas.
Holding it.
Be very careful. Mummy got that when she was in Jersey.
In Jersey.
Many, many years ago. It's where Uncle Matthew lives.
And the Matthew.
Uncle Matthew. And look, it's a violin, but it's got a pine cone and some holly berries on
it. Hey!
Little parcels. Look at those tiny gifts. How many can you see?
One. Post.
One here, a green one.
And I found two.
You found two? What's that one?
Red.
Oh, that's a red one with green ribbon. A little gold bow. This is a green one with a gold bow.
Hey! Look!
Another bow, yes.
And a string.
String. That's a gift tag, and it says, "Happy Christmas, Julie with Ruth and Martin." And what's that?
Candle.
Candle. Where did we get that?
In church.
In church. Do you remember buying this in John Lewis?
Yeah.
You were with me, and we saw that, didn't we?
Blue presents.
Blue presents. Oh, look. We were talking before about gold and silver, weren't we?
Where's the paper off?
Well, we can't know. These are just ornaments, darling. They're tiny presents wrapped up. Look, that's silver.
Building a big top.
Are you building a big?
House.
A big house. And look, that's gold. Can you see they're shiny and sparkly?
They all moved. Mold a house. It's moved in there. Mold a little bird place. Mold a little bird place.
Oh, building a Dickie Bird's place?
Yeah.
Oh, is that for the birds?
Those.
Watch, they don't fall down, sweetheart, because they'll break. Won't they?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Can you see this tiny box?
Yeah.
It's nice, isn't it? Oh, look, we've got Father Christmas. Yes, again. I wonder what happened to the rest of that book, Thomas. Do you remember the one with Santa making his Christmas cake?
Yeah. Oh, Mummy's doing it for Christmas.
Okay.
What's doing, Mummy?
What am I doing? What was I doing? I was just straightening his belt because he's got a very... Look, this is a nice big shiny gold buckle on his belt. Holding his trousers up. And this is a nice teddy bear. This was bought in New York.
They always doesn't matter. I found Christmas now.
You're putting them all back, are you?
I found Christmas.
Can you see this holly wreath with ribbons?
I found Christmas swoosh.
And who's this?
Who's this?
This is a teddy bear made of lace. He's wearing a Santa hat as well. and he's filled with potpourri. You smell that, teddy bear. He might smell a bit spicy like the biscuits. Oh, you are so sweet. Aren't you lovely?
Yes.
You are. He's standing here wearing a blue and red Thomas the Tank Engine dressing gown, which makes you look cute, and then you put a Santa hat on.
It's funny. It's funny now. It's funny.
Do you want to leave those in the box, Dad? Would you like to leave them in the box?
Yeah.
And do you know who this is? What's this a picture of, Thomas?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Well, look, it's a white pussycat, and she's wearing a Santa hat as well. That's a picture of Mummy's pussycat, Snowy. Snowy look nice.
Yeah.
She's wearing a hat. You're wearing a hat. I'm wearing a hat. This is called a pom-pom.
Pom-pom.
Or a bobble. Can you see?
Up my head's like bells.
Well, this teddy bear's got a bell on the end of his hat. His bobble's a bell. Listen. What does that sound like? Ever so careful with that, darling. What does that sound like? Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Does it sound like Santa's sleigh?
Yeah. I take the hats off.
You're taking the hats off.
Hey, it's funny.
Take your hats off. That's nice.
There's something else in here.
You think there's something else in here?
Lots of things.
Lots of things.
More.
And all the cards have come down, but they're just not sitting on the dining room table now, aren't they?
Yeah.
And the other thing that's got to come down, Thomas, is the nativity scene.
Well, you're climbing off.
I'm climbing, I'm just standing on the chair, I know I shouldn't.
Careful!
Careful, I'll try.
Careful, I'll bump your head.
I'll try not to bump my head, I'm fine. Oh, thank you.
Hi, Mum.
That's nice with the fireman. You're helping me down, are you? You're giving me a fireman's lift.
Fireman lift. A very fireman lift.
Oh.
And there's no one.
What have we got here, Thomas?
I got here. Ah. Really.
What's that? Did we have this on the fire?
I'm thinking about.
We had that on the mantelpiece, didn't we? It's got big bells, hasn't it? And look at these pretty gold bows. And it's got a big red and gold ribbon on the front.
Jingle bell, jingle all the way. Our friend, you could go let him lay. Jingle bell, jingle all the way. I'll find a girl at the leg.
Shh, Daddy's asleep, Thomas. Don't show it to you. Shall we put this behind the sofa?
Yeah.
Because that's where the tree is. And you know the pretty welcome lights we had in the window?
Yeah.
Well, they've come down.
I got my presents.
Now, don't start taking those out now, Thomas, please. Come on, there's plenty of things on the floor. What did Mummy say? No, 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 we don't take any more out until we've tidied up what we've got, do we? No.
Take a cake something.
Well, if you do, you just take one and it goes straight back. What have we got from here? These are all the decorations for the tree. Who's this, Thomas?
Who's this?
Who's this?
Somebody. was bat me and my bat me.
So did he touch you?
Yeah. But well, it's you.
No, I think you walked into the back of the chair, didn't you? Who's this? That's Mickey Mouse.
Little mouse?
That's Mickey Mouse.
And not two little mouses.
What's a little mouse? A Mickey Mouse.
My little mouses. And my little, all of them. My brother, my hat. My brother, my hat. This is Lucas.
Do you remember these little soldiers?
Yeah.
Decorated the tree?
Yeah.
Aren't they lovely?
Post all these letters on somebody's head.
You're posting letters on somebody's head? What's the lettering somebody's name?
Gillian. Gillian.
Gillian?
Yeah.
Who's Gillian?
Bushman.
Gillian?
Yeah.
Look, there's apples here. Do you want apples?
I don't see it in any snow.
We'll have to, we'll just take them all down tonight.
Yeah.
But sometime tomorrow we'll have to, or perhaps on Friday. We haven't got lots of time tomorrow.
Julian. It's Julian.
It's Julian. We'll have to perhaps pack all these things up very carefully in a box.
Yeah.
Don't we? Remember this pretty ribbon, Thomas? Look, yeah. Red, green and gold.
On the one, on the sea, on the whole chocolate.
Yeah. Touch it there. Yeah. Isn't it nice?
It's a paint.
Pardon?
It's a paint.
Oh, it's a paint, yes, when it was on the tree. I remember you took one of the tassels, didn't you, and pretended it was a paintbrush. Now, we've got to just be careful of the ends.
Yeah,
This is the thing, Thomas, I feel awful keep telling you to be careful, but Christmas decorations are like toys, are they? Mm-hmm. And if we want to enjoy them each year, we've got to treat them very, very carefully and gently. This is why we've got to pack them up nicely tomorrow, haven't we?
But in the paper. Painting.
You're painting? You're pretending to paint with the tassel. Ooh, and look, there's another candle here. This is another one, it's called Festive Spice. Everything's smelling spicy, isn't it? Do you like the smell of spice? We've got some more, yes. Another sash.
Another sash.
I was trying to get the lid off the tin so I think I can.
It's in my hand. Oh,
do you remember this? This was the decoration that was made of all the fruit berries. It's pretty, isn't it?
Yeah.
And all the gold bows. I think we only had one decoration broken from us as well. Which isn't bad, is it, to say the tree's been up a long time. I think most of these Christmas tree decorations came from Grandma's.
Put the television in the television.
You're painting the television as well, are you?
Come on. Going. Paint the television. There's nothing clean.
I think Purdy's enjoying watching the Christmas decorations being taken down. Purdy's always look like the baubles on the tree.
Look, I'm painting you.
Purdy. Look, sweetheart. Purdy, look. I was just going to see if she'd like to look at this bauble. Look.
Look, Purdy on the bed.
Oh, Purdy likes chasing tassels.
Yeah.
And playing with little balls like this, don't you, darling? See if she'll jump up. No, she's not going to. Perhaps Purdy's feeling very tired as well.
And Mummy.
You're painting Mummy. Just be careful with it, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Oh, Thomas, can you see this chain? It's a chain of gold stars. This is very funny because when we went to York, we saw somebody's house decorated with these. And I said to Daddy, oh, they're unusual. I've not seen them before. And lo and behold, we had some on our Christmas tree and I didn't know. Aren't they pretty?
But,
what does that remind
you? Can I hold it?
Yes, you can hold it. What does that remind you of?
Hold them.
The stars?
Hold them. Stars. Shiny.
You're putting the rose on his neck?
Look.
Oh, like a beautiful, starry, sparkly necklace. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah. Oh, so paint me. But it doesn't get me.
You've still got some painting to do, have you?
Yeah, I've got more painting to do.
What are you painting?
I'm painting a picture.
Painting a picture, what's that?
Being a pussycat.
A pussycat? A ginger pussycat?
Yeah.
Right. Sounds nice.
On the floor.
Painting the floor.
Making that wish.
What would you like to do with the hat that Santa gave you? Shall we put it in the Christmas decoration box for next year?
No.
Or shall we keep it?
Keep it. I'm not holding it.
We'll keep it up because you might have lots of fun playing with it, mightn't you? Would you like to put it on, Thomas?
Hat.
You don't need your hat, it's your party hat, isn't it?
I'm not needing it.
No. Look at these china plates, we better put these away as well, haven't we?
Paint the fire engine.
You're painting the fire engine now. Look, this plate has. You see all those berries and Christmas roses and holly leaves? And it's a picture of two little girls sitting on a cart. Collecting branches.
Collecting branches.
And this one's another plate with holly berries, and it's a little boy and a little girl sitting on a swing. Can you see all the snow around them? Who's that?
For Christmas.
It looks like Thomas and Isabel to me.
Right, it's on there.
Well, the little girl's wearing a red velvet coat that looks like Father Christmas, and she's got a fur hat. And you know how you wear mittens and gloves? Can you see this little girl's? Put her hands inside a phone.
Where's the shiny stars?
Where's the shiny stars? I don't know. What happened to him?
Where's the legend? Lost them. Yeah. And more. Just more.
Shiny stars. Look, Thomas, do you remember when your grandmother buying you that?
Yeah.
It's a gingerbread character.
Yeah.
Father Christmas, isn't it? Do you think we better take the nativity scene down as well? Shall we put all these characters to bed? I think the box of this is still in the lock, so I have to wrap them up. We have to wrap each of these very, very carefully in tissue paper, don't we? Pack them in a box.
Wow.
Can you remember what who all these people are?
Yeah.
We've got them. Who's that? The two busy playing with your sparkly stars. Is that Mary?
Yeah, Mary.
And?
Joseph.
Mary and Joseph. And who's this?
Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus. And then what are the animals we've got? What about the animals?
Who can you see? Who can you see there?
A sheep.
Sheep, a little lamb. And a
horse.
A horse, but it's a donkey, isn't it?
Maybe you're a donkey.
And a cow.
I'm molding them.
Are you? And look, a little shepherd boy. He's got a lamb in his arms. And do you remember who this is? Is this the angel? Can you see she's got wings like a bird? She's wearing a hat called a halo. Be careful not to drop her. And look, we've got three kings, haven't we?
Three kings.
We three kings of Orientar.
Orientar.
In a taxi, one in a car, one on the scooter blowing his hooter, smoking a big cigar. And look, can you see each of the kings is bringing a little gift for baby Jesus? Look, there's gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Tomorrow, or perhaps on Friday, when Mummy's got a bit more time, we'll wrap them all up in special tissue paper and we'll put them back in the box until next year.
All lying down.
They're all lying down, aren't they? Night, night. Oh, look, Mary's lying next to Jesus, isn't she? Like we do. Is the tiny baby lying next to its mother? We like lying down like that, don't we?
Yeah.
In fact, I think you better go to bed when we've finished putting these things away. Please don't crawl to Purdy. Go on, sweetheart, you go outside.
Gingerbread. Gingerbread. Open it. I'm going to do it.
Would you like some?
Yeah. In case in Sainsbury's.
You saw it in Sainsbury's?
Yeah.
Yes, it's from Sainsbury's. It said it's a Sainsbury's gingerbread cart. I think we can leave the candle there, can't we? Because the candle says 1999, Millennium 2000. I don't know how we get into this. So I think we can leave the candle because that's not really too Christmassy, is it? And then we've got the two reindeer and Santa's sleigh upstairs.
Mummy,
sit down. Oh, in a second. You're doing very well. You've had a cinnamon and spice biscuit. Now you're having a gingerbread. There you are.
Having a gingerbread.
I think I better just get the Christmas stocking from the entrance hall.
Look, I found it. There's a paper on it. Blue Peter Pepper. Blue Peter Peppers. And Peppers. Two peppers on that. The peppers. The two peppers. Two peppers on there. Peppers, yes. And Tim.
I think what it is, Thomas, it's icing. Would you like me to have a look?
Yes, icing.
It's a picture of Santa, isn't it? It's icing, Thomas. You can eat it. You can eat it. It's icing. It's sweet.
Eat it.
It says it's a sugar paste decoration, so it's perfectly safe to eat.
It's tasty.
It's lovely, isn't it? Sugar paste.
Sugar paste. You'd like to go to bed.
You'd like to go to bed? Well, it is quite late, isn't it, for you? It's because you had a little sleep earlier on. Right, shall we put this gingerbread in the box, Thomas?
Yeah.
And then you might like to eat it another day. Very tasty. Oh, have you licked this?
Yeah. I kiss all the other place. All the place.
Piddy's eating some food.
It's done. But it's done now.
Well, she's just having a little bite to eat, sweetheart. Oh, I feel cold now. I was hot earlier on, so I took my dressing gown off. But we've had the door open, haven't we, so that Piddy could go out if she wanted to, and it's really gone cold. I think I need to put my dressing gown back on, don't you?
No.
No?
No, stop it.
Stop it? Why are you telling me to stop it?
Stop it, Mummy.
Well, you've got your dressing gown on, so you probably feel lovely, won't you?
17!
Pardon?
17 in there. 17! One there.
You're pointing to the number 2 on the racing car. That says number 7, on the other side it says number 2.
2!
Oh, she's lying down as well. Come, let's just wipe your face and hands, Thomas, after the gingerbread, because you're quite sticky.
Hello, Perry. I'm hiding.
Go upstairs now. Let's just wipe your face and hands. Go upstairs and you must get your teeth brushed.
Yeah.
Do you like a little drink?
No.
If you're having a drink, you need to a drink before we brush
your
teeth.
I need a drink.
You don't need a drink?
No.
Fine, that's okay. We don't have to have a drink, do we?
No.
Here I am, that's rubber-dub-dub your hands. Rubber-dub-dub. And the other one, thank you. Your hands look very good, rubbery, Thomas. You've been touching lots of things, haven't you?
Yeah.
There we are. Let's just give them a quick wipe. I'm just going to wet the cloth and I'll come back and we'll have another rinse.
Please.
Tickle?
No, it's not.
It's not tickly.
So jump.
You're jumping?
My belly.
Your belly. I was just thinking while you're jumping, you're acting like you do when you start watching the tweenies.
And I'm moving tickly upstairs.
What are they called? Bella?
And Jake. And Doodles.
And Doodle, that's the dog. Bella and Jake and Doodle's the dog and who else?
Fizz.
Fizz. And who else?
Jake.
And
Jake.
What about Milo?
Milo.
Milo. Isabel has a little Milo, doesn't she?
Yeah.
And her daddy said Milo is the naughty one, that's why she likes it.
The naughty one.
Isabel's
a naughty one.
Isabel's is a naughty one. Isabel's not naughty, but Milo is apparently. Is Milo naughty?
Yeah. Is that noise? Is that noise, Mummy?
Can't hear anything. I think it must just be the tape recorder.
Mm.
It's quiet though. So, Daisy, when we had the Christmas tree lights on, the motor made a little noise, but they're not there now.
Don't.
You'd like to go upstairs? Right, well, shall we say night night?
Night night.
Night night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good morning.
In the morning, alligator.
Alligator.